and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day
145.
Yes. Week 21. How are we all doing? Do not ask how hot it is here. You do not want to know. I don't want to know. Unfortunately, I'm suffering with it. Good evening, Jonathan. Nice and early tonight. I trust you've told everybody at work you are dead to them until Monday. Unlike the other night. How dare they impinge on your maroon time? CQ Deb. Hello, Kim. And good morning to Paul. How are you doing this fine morning? We have more cities in lockdown. We're like in a hot spot here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Not anything to do with us. We're totally innocent. Not been out since March. Who else have we got? Hello, Deb. Macarooners. And hello, Paul. Will the computer survive MacBytes after hours? To be honest, Paul, not looking good today. Not looking good so far. I tried to edit a video earlier. Don't ask. I will admit it's a while since I've been in ScreenFlow, but it crashed 5 times. The fan is on. You can probably just about hear it. It is pointing at the computer, which is all well and good. Me? Sat in a puddle. It's hideously hot. It says 23. They are lying, aren't they, Mike? It must be at least 35 in here. Pass me Izzy. Let's see what Izzy says.
Johnny's been a rebel.
Ooh, what's Jonathan done? Ooh, finished at 1. Told him, made him my hours. I love the way that you explain it to them, Jonathan. No, not pressed the button on the iMac yet. Still waiting for the RAM issue. So thinking about it. Plus the fact, very busy few weeks coming up because we're taking a week off, if you remember. One of our laughable holidays.
Yeah, it's a laughable holiday.
What are you doing over there, Mike?
Taking the pin out.
Honestly, not Izzy. Difficult. Give me Izzy. Izzy is my panda from Israel. All the way from Israel. My friend went to Israel and brought me back this thermometer. There you go. Told you so. 32. Which is, in old money, 90.
Hot.
Warm. And mind you, not as warm as I have actually seen it. Izzy goes up to 120 degrees Fahrenheit or 50 Celsius. And I have seen him push that. It was this live session that I stupidly took on one August. And it did get warm. And outside, I think it was about 39. But obviously, with all of the equipment and the fact that this session was for somebody else, I needed to close the window. I don't know how Mike and I survived. But poor Izzy was running at 50. I keep threatening to take a picture of Izzy, don't I? Do you know he used to be white? And he's now like a very, very deep yellow. But it does say from on the bottom, Panda from Israel with love. So he's known as Izzy. And he's been there for the last 35 years. Bless him. And spot on accurate. Wouldn't you think I'd have a digital one? I have actually. What's that saying? 42.
Oh, I
don't believe it. Now next doors are drilling. Again. It was so loud. Did you close this door?
No.
It was so loud yesterday. Mike was in the studio, which is the other side of the office. So for Mike to hear this noise, he'd have to hear it through the wall of the studio, the wall of the office, and then their wall. And he had to apologise to his delegates it was that loud. They just want locking up.
Probably couldn't hear it, because do you remember when I used to train in here?
Where I'm sat right now.
Yeah.
If a sound is behind the microphone.
We had 6 months of this, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did some kind of bathroom renovation. I swear.
Think they've done everything renovation.
Well, true. You could have knocked the darn thing down and rebuilt it 7 times. But, you know, every time they do it, it's like they had a floor put in, a laminate floor.
That might be what they're having done, because the van said laminate floors, carpet fitting.
There can't be a square inch of flooring that they've not had done. Are they putting the laminate on the ceiling now or what? I mean, 6 months for a kitchen renovation. And to be honest...
Can any of you hear that?
It sounds like a vuvuzella.
It does, actually.
It sounds like a cross between a vuvuzela and a very unhappy elephant. Can anybody hear that? We can certainly hear that, but, you know, I think you were okay training, because when you've got the microphone set up, you need a microphone with rear ejection. Rear ejection being any sound behind the microphone is not picked up.
Kim can hear it, Johnny can't.
It's getting louder.
It is.
Unfortunately, I can't rear eject it because the noise is coming from behind me. But as long as it's not disturbing us any more than anything else, I'm going to get really aggro with them. I really am. You know, like, we were already suffering enough in lockdown. You can't just bob out and get X, can you? Then it's really, really hot. And then you've got to listen to that racket. And I've already got a blinding headache.
Yeah. Good evening, Pete.
Thank heavens it's Friday's all I'm saying.
Right.
Mind you, that means two show Friday and a ton of work. And the computer's just about hanging on. It's obviously heard there's a new one out. Good evening, Pete. How are you doing? Paul, I swear they could have built a housing estate by now. We had no idea what they were having done. It just started and there was just noise. Eventually, we saw a toilet in the garden, so we presumed there was a bathroom involved. And then it turned out there was a kitchen done.
Yeah, it's like an everyday occurrence around here.
Well, it is, actually. But it just feels at the moment, you know, like people aren't particularly going many places, that they all want to have their houses done. But honestly, they've already had a new kitchen and a new bathroom. They had all the bedrooms done when they moved in. We had fitted wardrobes that they were banging on. This, I cannot even imagine what it is now. Oh, 42 degrees. That's evil. Evil. I'm seriously thinking about air conditioning. But there again, I'm also thinking about bringing in something like Status Quo at full blast. Do you remember we did that with Christopher? It was on a Magpie show.
Was it?
It was on a Magpie show when they were making more noise. And we were like recording literally in 5 minute chunks between while they were taking a tea break. And at the end of it, I said, right, take it away. Wasn't it Patricia the stripper?
Can't remember.
It was a good one anyway. It was a good one. If we had that kind of temperatures over here, it's the oppressive nature of it. At 23 it should be fairly cool, but it's not. It's so humid. But never mind, they'll keep making a noise. I'll keep threatening all sorts with them.
That is a late night, Pete.
Unexpected late finish. Oh, Pete, that is bad. That is bad news. Fireworks? Why? I think our neighbours, Jonathan, are the ones with the Echo that's not set up. The one that always asks me, you know, do you want to connect to this? And the answer's no, it's not mine.
25 but ways to annoy your neighbours.
Every time. Only 25. Ooh.
Mow the lawn very early in the morning. I have considered that.
Yeah, that's actually an option, but obviously wouldn't work for me.
Allow your pets to do their business in your neighbour's yard.
No, that's not going to work.
Lola.
No, that's not going to work. Because if we let Lola in there, she's still got her batteries and we don't know about him. Oh, he's still got his batteries. Next door's have a dog.
Chico.
And I think he's still got his batteries because the guy didn't want him to be butchered, was what I heard. He wouldn't be all man. Apparently. Yeah. Don't go there. Anyway, the pair of them have got their batteries, so they meet through a hole in the fence. But the hole is higher than the business end, so we're fine. They can kiss through the fence and that's it. It doesn't go any further. So that one's not going to work. Although, with your lady friend, with the bags of poo, you could jettison them into their garden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to find one that works, aren't I? Rubber snakes. Oh dear. Turn up the volume on the stereo. Heavy metal and techno are good choice. Now, I totally agree with that. Do you know we could do that on a Saturday? But we have to have headphones on. Because if we don't, when we open the microphone, then we get loopback. So that would be brilliant, but we can't. There's number 10s are possible. Keep your dog outdoors and allow it to bark 24/7. Oh, yes. Place a telescope near the window. Oh, I tell you what does work incredibly well. You know, we were talking about those signs. The ones that say, you know, don't knock. I'm not interested. Whatever you're selling, I'm not interested. Those. I've noticed that we've got a camera in the front room and it's pointing at the front door. And that seems to dissuade people greatly. When I'm waiting for an Amazon order, you know, you'll see somebody walk up the path and it won't be the Amazon man. And I'm like, and who are you? And they read the sign and they kind of look as though would they get away with it. And then they spot the camera. And the funny thing with the camera is it's got two-way audio on it. So I can hear them. And if I open the microphone, they'd hear me. Anyway, that's working rather well. A trail of sugar. Like, you're liking that one. I'm not sure about the roasting a pig one. Oh dear. Be adults, call a truce, shake hands. Yeah, that's not going to stir. And that's not going to work. No, I mean, I know if they've got to do work, they've got to do work. But honestly, the amount of work. And they never tell you. They never give you a heads up as to when. Now, when we had our extension, I said to Mike, I'm going to go round to both neighbours on both sides and just explain what's going on and say if they've got any problems, you know, if there's any issues whatsoever, just come and see me. Don't talk to the guys. Talk to me and I will deal with it. You know, and then at the end, I went round and thanked them very much. We said we were going to replace the fence. One of the fence panels got damaged in the issue. Mind you, it was as old as the hills anyway. We were going to replace the fence panels. You know, we never hear a word. The first we hear is like, what on earth is that noise? No one seems to have any manners anymore. I remember when we did go round when it was finished, knocked on the door and it was Christmas Eve. And I said, they're finally finished, you know, so from now on you'll have peace. But our lot weren't actually that noisy, were they? They weren't that bad at all, considering. But you do get things like brick dust and stuff. Now, do you remember when they were having the porch done next door?
Yeah.
The lady didn't come round and say, we're having the porch done. But Mike's car was on the drive and there's nowhere else to put it. So I guess you could take it outside. But then you got the last time a car went outside, somebody hit it. So don't go there. So it's on the drive and they've been working. And Mike's car is full of brick dust and stuff. And the guy wandered round.
A bit like their house, really.
Well, yeah, that's true. I wonder if there's any of their house left, I tell you. The guy came round and put £20 in an envelope and said, have your car cleaned on me. Now, that kind of thing you can deal with.
Mm.
But not just, you know, drill. You're thinking, what are you building? Is it the Taj Mahal? Bugs. Sorry about that, Kim. I do forget time-wise that people are actually eating. I should caveat all of these. Exactly. You see, your parents, classy Jonathan. That's what you do. Flooring seems to make much more noise than I would have imagined. We had flooring installed in the extension, and I remember the project manager saying, like, oh, you'll want laminate. And I looked at him and I said, no, I won't want laminate. Laminate's far too slippy. He was saying it's easy to clean. Well, it is. But it's too slippy. And although we weren't intending to get another dog, when Mayer's arthritis got bad, anything that was in any way slippy, you had to cover it in a rug. It was like, there's a square inch, you cover it in a rug. So I said to Mike, I want carpet. It's a room, you know, not... It's an extension rather than being like a greenhouse stuck on the side of the house. I said, so I want...
Sometimes it is a greenhouse.
Well, it's warm. Think how warm it would be without the roof. Mm. If it was a glass roof, remember him with his blowtorch by this glass. Yeah, that's not happening. But it's lovely, isn't it?
Mm.
Best tip for that was don't skimp on the underlay. So the carpet was quite inexpensive, I thought. It was exactly the one I wanted. It was very dark. It's like a mottled grey and black, and it was just what I wanted. I mean, they were all saying, like, oh, no, you want naturals, you want, like, mauve. No, I don't. It'll be filthy. So we got this dark carpet, but the underlay, I think, was... It was more expensive than the carpet per square metre. And there was different levels. You know, there was one that was like basically a J cloth. And then there was the one that we went for that was like an inch thick. But it's fabulous to walk on. It really is. And of course, thing was, I felt the underlay was an investment because you wouldn't take that up if you were changing the carpet. So it came to about £800, didn't it?
I think it was. Something like
and
that.
I think about £300 was the carpet and £500 was the underlay. But like I said, you wouldn't change that next time. Our biggest fear was between buying it, good job it went on the credit card, that the company would go bust because they started being bought out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Carpet not being that popular. But laminate's lethal. Spill something on that, you break your neck. And then, of course, Lola arrived. Meant to be, she had carpet to snuggle up on. But when they had their flooring put in, that's just like tap dancing elephants, isn't it? And it's like, please make it stop. But they had laminate flooring put in throughout the entire house. And their extension goes the other way to ours. It's very narrow, but a bit longer. Whereas ours is the width of the house and 3 metres wide. So obviously it meant the entire length of the house. And it's the droning of it. I mean, just listen to it. It's a good job you guys are understanding. You know it's going to happen later on YouTube, don't you? Somebody who's never been before. What's that noise? That's life. We're in lockdown. Where would you like me to go? Do you know what the one thing I don't think they've done and doesn't bear thinking about? A loft extension. If they start having a loft extension, I'm going to sue for peace and quiet. You do, Kim. We were very, very lucky in terms of getting to know our neighbours because obviously we've lived here for years and years. But when we moved in, there was a row and one of our neighbours was very naughty. And Mum had a long memory. There was no way Mum was going to forgive what went on. But when she died, I said, you know, we're going to need to have that done on that. I'm going to go round and just say. Because the row wasn't between me and her. It was my mum and her years and years ago. Actually, it was her first husband. But it got very naughty. They basically reported us to the council for something that we hadn't done. And we had evidence that we hadn't done it, thankfully. So they had to wind their neck back in. But that meant for like 35 years, Mum did not speak to them. So I said, well, I'm going to have to, because if I don't, you know, the next thing will be, they'll be complaining to the council about the noise of the extension. So I went round. And in fact, we invited her to the funeral, didn't we?
We did.
Well, we were a bit short for the funeral, obviously.
And we got a gluten-free bread.
Yes, and I knew from about 12, 15 years earlier, she was out one day, I think, and they delivered a parcel, and they wanted us to take it in. So we did, and it was from Glutafin, who's a company who make gluten-free, and it was addressed to her, so I figured she must be gluten-free. And this was like at the very, very early stage of me being diagnosed as, you know, gluten intolerant. So took this parcel around, that was the end of that. But when it came to the funeral, obviously I wanted gluten-free, Mike wanted gluten-free, and I made sure that it was gluten-free for this lady. And I put them on a separate plate and took them over and I said, we got you gluten-free. And she was like, how do you know I'm gluten-free? So I said, oh, many, many years ago, you know, a parcel arrived. I said, I took it round when you came back and just rang the bell and left you with it. And she said, I never knew it was you that dropped it off. So I said, oh yeah, that came to us, but not a problem. And we're all right now. Now we're okay. And the ones next door, they've got a dog, so obviously we like the dog. Don't like the drilling, but we like the dog. The flooring is just obscenely noisy. That's the most noisy job I think I've heard them do. And I wasn't expecting it, but I think they were like hammering it in. So they're kind of hammering it sideways. So every bit is... noise, noise, noise. Oh, you have a neighbour that likes to yell at you. That's kind of them, isn't it? You have a good laugh when you get yelled at. Well, the thing is, now we've got Lola, and when we had Maya, people didn't tend to yell. Because raised voices, and what are Samoyeds like? My mum and dad had a row once. Dad was sat like on his chair. Now, bearing in mind, it was only his chair figuratively. It was his chair when he bought it, but then Maya arrived and Maya thought it was his chair. But Maya was outside and mum and dad are going at it. And I'm thinking, oh, for crying out loud, you know. And he was sat like leaning forward on this chair. It was like an easy boy, but it was collapsed. And mum's minding her own business on totally the far side of the room. And dad got vocal. Mum would never argue back. She would just then go quiet. Be very afraid if a lady goes quiet in an argument. But dad's still ranting. And basically he was arguing with himself in the end because she wouldn't bite. But Maya came careering in. He did not like raised voices, particularly not against his grandmother. So he dived into the front room. And I get told this later. He dives into the front room, literally like a cartoon, grinds to a halt. Takes a look at her, she's okay. Takes a look at dad and takes a flying leap on him. And he didn't bite or anything, but he just wanted him to stop having a go at mum. So he flew at him and he had his front paws on his shoulders and he pushed him right back into this chair and sat on top of him till he stopped screaming. Oh, and Lola's the same, isn't she? If she hears Ray's voices, she dives in like, right, I'm in the middle. You can't argue with a Samoyed in the house. That's just how it works. Has anybody else decided they're going to go for this IMHAC? What are your thoughts on it now? Dad got away with nothing with Maya. Nothing. Oh, what was Dad like? Dad did look after him as a puppy, but that didn't stop Maya. No arguments. He's in charge, not in the house. Who's in the market for potentially a new IMHAC? Oh, Jonathan, do I detect a twitchy, itchy finger over the buy button? Itchy, twitchy finger. Come on, spill, spill, spill. We're trying to work out when the Apple Silicon will be out. Mac Minis and two new monitors. Or an ultra-wide, Jonathan. Ultra-wide. Does it matter to you whether it's Intel or Apple Silicon? Oh, and Paul's choosing between an iMac and a MacBook Pro. What monitors would you put with that MacBook Pro? I don't go ultra-wide, despite how nice they are. For the simple reason, when I'm going live, if I'm doing a video, not a problem. I could, on an ultra-wide, record part of the screen, you know, and make that like 16:9. But when I'm going live, you actually share a monitor. And you wouldn't want to share an ultra-wide onto YouTube. It would be like a pin in the distance. So that's why I have three separate monitors. And I like the setup that I've got. My two extra monitors are two 27 inches, which obviously sit beautifully next to the 27-inch iMac in the middle. And they're both set to the maximum res and beyond, which the original two that I had, I don't think originally they were a 16:9, I think they were a 16:10, but they were 24 inches, so they were a little bit smaller than the iMac, and I couldn't crank the res up to match the iMac. That's why I got these two 27s. You'll remember those coming. They were the ones that were unceremoniously thrown over the garden fence. But they've been great. They are AOC, so they're not an expensive brand. I don't buy expensive monitors. I object to paying through the nose for monitors, keyboards and mice. They're like peripherals. I don't. Oh, talking of which, if you're buying your iMac, I only twigged this the other day. At the bottom, instead of letting you choose your keyboard, it says this is what you're getting. If you want something else, click this type that's like 3 points high. When you do, there's obviously Spanish, German, French, loads of different keyboards. But I would have needed to click it because I always have a numeric keypad on my keyboard and that wasn't the default. Cheeky blighters. I did £30 for that.
Cheeky.
Oh, come on. Apple, you could afford to just give me the keyboard I want. Right, let's see what's going on. You owe the taxman £500. How on earth did that happen? Oh, Jonathan. Right, so Kim needs one but wants to wait till Silicon. And you got the wrong tax code. Naughty, naughty, Jonathan. They should let you off. I mean, they let Amazon off enough, don't they? And you could always say, I've spent it at Amazon, so if you want it, ask them for it. That's a good idea. You don't have extra monitors. Computing from an easy car doesn't work well. True, Paul. Guess it's going to depend for some people. Literally on this COVID thing, how long will you be working from home? Because if you're going to, you might as well be comfortable. You've used Dell at work. They're quite good. 27-inch, something like 150. HD, don't need 4K. No, I don't need 4K on the extra monitors, Jonathan. So 27 inches are fine for me. I think I got mine on offer. I think it was about 14 months ago. And they were about £124 each. Now, like I say, that was on offer. So the usual price is around 140, 150. But they've been fine. Not a problem at all. You'd love an iMac. Issue is one display. How do you present things remotely? When you say one display, you mean you wouldn't have a second monitor at all? You haven't got a switch on the back of the one you've got, so you could switch between two machines? One option you'd have, depending on the operating system, Jonathan, is you could use your... If you're on Catalina, which you would be, because your iMac would ship with Catalina. If you're on Catalina, you could use your iPad as a secondary display and put the chat and stuff on there. Possibly a cable to your TV, HDMI, and have your local stuff on there. There's always a way, Jonathan. Or just buy two more monitors.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly, exactly. You forgot to check this year. yeah, tell them to ask Amazon for it. Or any of the other ones that they don't take money off. Wasn't there... Is it Starbucks? They take about 3 pence off them. Yeah, I feel they should chip in a bit more. Never had a second monitor. Are they hard to set up? No, Kim. No, they're really simple. At the back of the monitor, you'll probably have more than one connection type. HDMI is probably the best one to go for, and all you will need is one cable that goes from your Mac to the monitor. Now, it could be, depending on the cable, I use HDMI, so the monitor end is HDMI. The other end of the cable is HDMI, and obviously the iMac doesn't have HDMI, so you do need a converter, but I think they're about £8 to £10. They're not expensive. And you plug it into one of the Thunderbolt USB-C things on the back. And that's it. Nothing to set up other than that. You go into, which you can go and have a look at now. If you go into your system preferences and you look at displays, your displays appear in there. And do you know, this is a good piece to do on After Hours, isn't it? How do you set up an external monitor? Because you go into your displays and you can get to see the layout of them. So the worst thing in the world is you plug the cables in and you've got your two extra monitors and you move your mouse and you're like, where's it gone? And you're completely disoriented. And what's happened is the monitor that you're looking at on your left has been set up on the iMac as being on your right. But if you go into the display settings, you can change that. You can move them up and down if they're different resolutions. You can swap sides with them. You can do all sorts with them. So, setting up an external monitor. There you go. It's on a post-it note, which means it'll definitely happen. Right. Where are we? You've got a second monitor at the moment, but it's 4 years old. If you get an iMac, can't have 4-year-old monitors on next to it. Monitors don't change that much, Jonathan. The one that I had, I mean, unless you're going to go back to being a CRT, but come on. they're not bad at all. The biggest thing to think about with them is how high they are by comparison to the iMac. So the ones I had would have been incredibly low. So I've got two metal shelves that raise it by about an inch and a half. But mine now line up perfectly, which was more by accident than good judgment, because the shelves weren't bought for these monitors. The shelves were already there. The only thing I've got with the shelves is that the leg, the bigger the monitor, the bigger the leg. And it's like a boomerang shape. And the little rubber feet at the very end of the boomerang legs hangs off the little shelf because it's just too wide. But they're fine. They don't move. So it's not a problem. Right. Get a second monitor, it changes you. What, Jonathan, shall I do to you what you've just done to Kim? You need a third monitor. That changes your world too. So Pete's neighbours seem to psychically know when he or his wife's on nights. Today he's been angle grinding and his dogs haven't enjoyed it either. Pete, there is an answer to this, because yesterday we had the neighbours drilling, dogs barking, and the street cleaner arrived, and there was more work opposite. And you're right, if it's hot, you want to open the windows, don't you? You need a pair of Tracy-approved headphones. She recommended sleeping headphones, and I thought, sleeping headphones, I've got 900 pairs of headphones, I don't need another pair. So when I get up yesterday, Mike said, did you hear that noise? I said, didn't hear a thing. And he looked at me and said, pardon? I said, didn't hear a thing. I said, all I was listening to was the ambient sound of a beach with gently flowing waves in my sleeping headphones. So you definitely need a pair of sleeping headphones. With that and that app, Dark Noise, and the one that Graham recommended, his was White Noise Pro, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there's a million of those apps. You just choose the noise you want to listen to. And if you put it on quite low, obviously you don't want it banging in your head when you're sleeping. Put it on quite low. But the headphones are so good. They've got like silicon seal on them, a double silicon seal. You don't hear anything from outside. You definitely need a pair of those. Shall I see if I can find the link? Let's see if it's still on the clipboard. No. Hang on. What's that one from Graham? Let me have a look at that. I think I can get the link. I will find the link and put that in. But let me catch up on the chat. How hot is it where you are, Pete? It is boiling hot here. We discussed that at the beginning. And yet, it's not as hot as it has been, but it's humid. It's just hideous. You know, we're getting ice out and it's melted in 2 minutes. Mike got some ice cream out last night and it was like to run to put it back in or it just turned to water. Only issue with air playing to a TV is the TV's behind the desk. Two TVs, Jonathan. Change your life. There you go. You could mount on a VESA mount. If you're going to think that way, get them off the desk, which could be quite handy. There was talk about you can no longer do that after purchase. I don't know if that's true with this iMac. I haven't looked into the VESA thing. But you either buy it with a leg or you buy it with a VESA mount, but there's no changing it later. Now, as I say, I don't know how true that is because you used to be able to change it later. Obviously, it cost a lot of money, but current monitor doesn't support it. You might find, if you look through Amazon, though, that you'll find something for monitors that don't. So maybe you could buy, like, a wrapper for the monitor that's got the VESA on the back and it holds the monitor at the four corners or something. I believe it does support VESA, but as I say, I think there's a possibility you might have to order that at the point of purchase. But we'll see. Oh, Pete. I used to put a fan on. I just like noise. I can't be going to sleep to silence. So I would put the fan on. But the thing was, you know, then it got to November and it's a bit on the cold side. And I've put the fan on anyway for the noise, not the fact it's cold.
Lola likes the fan.
Lola loves the fan. She lounges in front of the fan.
She does.
She's so funny.
I've just had an interesting conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear a thing.
I wasn't talking.
Oh.
I was text chatting.
Really?
Yes.
Texting, not sexting.
Texting.
Good. Glad you clarified. Well, go on. Don't leave us hanging.
Oh, right. I just about 10, 15 minutes ago, I got a LinkedIn message from some random person who said, is there any materials that I can read before the Excel pivot tables webinar on Monday? So I'm thinking, I haven't got an Excel pivot tables webinar on Monday.
Not that you know of.
So I wrote back and I said, can you let me know which company it's with? Because as you know, I do work in the evenings for a number of companies. Can you tell me which company it's with? Send me a link to the page, because there's a bit of confusion. So he sent me a link and I clicked the link and it's this company I do work for. And there it is. 3 o'clock p.m. US Eastern, which is 8 o'clock our time, Monday, Excel pivot tables. So I went on their website and they've got a live chat thing. So I started asking the questions. I said, I don't have this session in my calendar. What's going on? Is it a recording? Because what some of them do is they schedule a recording. Some of these companies, they record it and then they sell a recording afterwards. And they advertise that they're actually selling the recording. And, you know, that's all legal and above board. Other companies actually promote the fact that they're offering a live session and it's a recording. Do you remember that guy?
I do.
I'll come back to that in a minute. So basically, they had an inquiry. They've got to publish the details of the webinar on their website so that the person who inquired can go back to their boss and give them a link to it. Why they can't just copy and paste the details into an email, I don't know. So they picked a random date. And I don't know if this poor guy has actually paid for the webinar on Monday that's not taken place. But I've told him to go back and sort it out. Yeah, we had another one where a guy mailed me and the contact at this company having a right complaint. And okay, he was justified. Because the quality of the audio and the quality of the video wasn't great. And it kept stopping and freezing and jerking.
That was because they'd made the video with the software, the web broadcasting software.
Yeah.
Like Zoom. And we know how bad that is, don't we, Jonathan?
And I had to go back to him and say, I'm sorry to tell you this. First of all, I don't work for that company. I freelance for them. So, you know, don't shoot the messenger. But I had to go in this case,
the presenter.
Yeah, I had to go back to him and say, sorry to tell you, but it was actually a recording you were watching. I wasn't actually there at the time.
These companies are naughty, aren't they?
They are. There was another company that said, we want to do a rerun of that webinar. Now, this company didn't charge anyway, but we want to do a rerun and all you have to do is turn up for the last 20 minutes to answer questions.
Oh, yeah, that one was a good one,
Or send somebody else from your company if you can't make it.
Oh, honestly. There is a lot of stuff on Amazon in relation to these Vesa mount plates. One says post 2012 that it seems you can get the plate, but I don't think you'd get that on the iMac. I know you can do it by taking the leg off.
So that sounds painful.
Looking at one of these, well, the leg usually comes off the keyboard for me, doesn't it? These plates, there's two of them. They look identical, to be honest, but one says until early 2012. The other one doesn't mention it. But they actually look like they are part of the leg. So as long as you could get in to release the leg, then you could replace the leg with one of these. Why are we always talking about Frankensteining our mats?
John is getting giddy.
What's he got now? You can mount it on a Vesa. There you go. That's the one that I'm looking at, and you can tell there's a tiny part of it that looks like the leg, and the holes at the top, there's like 8 holes at the top, that's where you would attach it, but you'd have to get into where the leg is. And obviously, on the very latest Macs, which are skinny, that's not easy. You've got to go in through the front, I think. How have you not known this? Well, there's Jonathan spending more money. Don't tell the tax man. Or you can say you've spent yet more money and they can go and collect it off them. They do things for ones that don't support Vesa. They're quite inexpensive considering. I mean, it looks horrific, but I'm sure once there's a monitor in it, it wouldn't look as bad. But something like that, if you wanted it. One option that I thought about, I bet I can't find a picture of it now, was rather than, you know, attaching all the computers to walls and stuff, which hampers you a bit, or a desk like that, would be to put a shelf on the desk. And I actually found a really nice one. This was a good few years ago. That's why I don't know if I'd be able to find it again now. It was actually in IKEA. My mum had dragged me to IKEA. And where are we going? Yes, just IKEA. Get me there. I wonder, well, because you know what they're like with weird names. Let's try that and see if we get anywhere. She dragged me into the kitchen bit. Well, it's like, what's this weird stuff in the kitchen? But there was this beautiful top. It was like a shelf. I don't even know if they make it anymore. And the shelf attached to the work surface. And it was at the back and it was angled forward. And I just looked at it. And she couldn't drag me away from this thing. I'm looking at it and walking round it and thinking about it. And I'm thinking, you could definitely put that on a desk. And I think it was probably about 8 inches tall, 7-8 inches tall. And it, like I say, it was at an angle. The legs kind of angled backwards or angled forwards, depending on which way round you fitted it. And then you just screwed it to the desk. And that might be a better bet. Once I had same desk that I've got now, because I've had this desk for years and years, and I don't drill into it, screw into it, I just put stuff on the top of it, and I built some cupboards, unit shelves, whatever you'd like to call them, for the kit that I had. It totally fitted the 17-inch monitor, and this monitor, and that monitor, and it was brilliant, until I changed the monitor, and I had to totally redesign the desk. So I work on the principle, I've got the desk as big as it'll be. I think it's almost 4 foot from front to back. I think it's about maybe 3 foot and 3/4. Widthways, I think it's 6 foot 6. And it's totally blank. And that way I can put anything that I like on it. One of the things that made a big change, and you know, why didn't I think of it years ago? It's pushed up against the wall. So with it being pushed up against the wall, take the cable sideways. And then the last time I did it, I thought, why don't I just move this forward by about an inch? And then I've got all the room at the back for all the cables that I want. And that's what I've done with it. And that works. I then don't have to rejig it, remake it, change anything. And I can't find this shelf at IKEA. Maybe they don't do it anymore. But it was beautiful. And that was the only thing I did think about. I wonder if it's under storage. This is the trouble with IKEA. You've got to go. You can't find a thing on the website. All I've got is like cup hooks. And that says it's a shelf. It's 8 inches wide. That's not a shelf. It's a soap dish. No, there's lots of other things, but not this shelf that I'm looking for. I would have to have a look at it. £29 for a trolley. Mind you, it's got wheels on it. I'll put this link in. Anybody else thinking those wheels might work nicely for the Mac Pro? Bin 2.0. And it's only £29. If the wheels come with it, there you go. In fact, if you took the top two shelf things off, that would probably take your Mac Pro. So we're all interested in an iMac. It's just a matter of which one and when. Yeah, I can't make my mind up whether that this is like literally a stopgap. And it'll be with us within 8 months, or whether it's going to be nearer the 2 years. I've read things both ways. More people are tending towards the it would either be Black Friday next year or WWDC 2022, which is a long time to wait. And given the fact that Mike would need to be guaranteed to be able to run Windows on it, It's looking like a definite. I'm with you, Paul. I don't think Apple are ever in any rush. They would rather, as particularly given that the next one is bound to have a redesign. They are not going to be in any rush. They're not going to want to make a mistake. Johnny's not there anymore. He's disappeared into the ether and we have no idea where he is or what he's doing. The earliest I think we'd see it, as Kim says, is Black Friday next year. But when I think about that, you know, it'd have to be ready by September. And we don't know where they're really at with that. So my best guess is somewhere between 18 months to 2 years, which a machine that's been on my desk for 18 months, that's probably equivalent to like 10 years anywhere else, isn't it? Mm. It's probably demanding a rest by then. I try and get 2.5 years out of a machine. The thing is, you know, my 2.5 years never coincides with when Apple would like to release something new. It's incredibly annoying. It never has done. When they brought out the last one, was that a late 2019? I looked at that and I thought, no way. You know, yes, it would be faster, but that's about it. Obviously, I am now at the stage of sitting here with a fan on this computer 24/7 and it dies frequently. So I am going to have to do something. And, you know, like Jonathan, have you done it yet? It's just a matter of time, Jonathan. That's all. And I don't mean like another 6 months. It will happen in the next 2 weeks, possibly even less than that. It's got to, just because, as Mike and I have said, we almost spent exactly that amount of money 3 years ago buying one for the studio. And if we had have done, I guess you could have swapped that one over or whatever. But, you know, it's not going to be any faster than the one you've got. But by spending the same amount of money now, I can double the RAM minimum. And it's 3 years younger and 3 years faster. So I think we made the right decision back there. You've got a numbers file with the options. Yeah, I daren't do that, Paul. Do you mean the configuration options? The difference in prices? Or, you know, like your logic of what you want to spend, etc. Has Mr. Memory calculated it? What they've said, Kim, is at the moment they're sticking with the 128, that it can support 128. But like I said, delivery here was Friday today. So this was the earliest that anybody was going to get their hands on it. So I'm working on the principle. I'll give them a couple of days next week and then have a chat with them. If they say they've tried it, it doesn't work. My best scenario would be that I go to the site and it says unofficially it supports 256 and then that's what I would buy. If I get there and it says 128, then we have to talk to them. If I talk to them and they say, no, it doesn't work, we tried it, that's my second best option. Because if they're at the stage of, we're not really sure, you know, we're in the middle of testing it, it's like, well, can you get on with it? Because I cannot buy the 128 and then switch to the 256. I've got to make my mind up at the point that I'm buying the RAM. Because I can't do anything with the other RAM. Simple as that. So, most annoying. I just want to max out everything on the basis that, you know, I have these machines for years and years. I am still running two machines that don't have a hard drive. That's why I'm not particularly bothered about the internal hard drive. I mean, obviously, it would be lovely to have 8 terabytes, but are they kidding? £2,600 for that upgrade alone. You could buy another iMac for that. I cannot see how they justify that. That would be one of my questions for Timmy. I cannot understand that. You have to buy it in lots of two sticks. You do. You do, Paul. It's very annoying. You've been given a budget you can spend. You need to cut corners on things like the curtains, Paul. That's what I do here. It's like, well, I'm not in that room. Do we need curtains? It's an expense we don't need. You do. You need to put your memory in what's called matched pairs. So you can't really, it wouldn't be best practice to buy stick one from company one and stick two from company two. You should buy them as matched pairs. So it's unfortunate the iMac has 4 slots. So one option for me would be to buy 2 64s and put those in, and then I've got 2 extra slots. And if it can take more, then I can put them in there. But you can't do that, unfortunately. So the way it works with the one we've got, we bought 4 16-gig SIMs and put those in. And with this one, we'd be buying 4 32-gig SIMs. I think Max Sales, I've heard of them. Did they change their name a few years ago? They do ship to the UK, but obviously it adds to the cost and the time it takes to get it. But they seem to have a huge range of stuff. I used to buy from Crucial. And the reason that I didn't, I mean, to be honest, I'd buy from them now if it was cheaper than Mr. Memory. I'm obviously not going to pay through the nose just to buy from Mr. Memory. But I had a problem with, not with Crucial RAM, but with Crucial hard drives. They're just constantly on mount. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just on mount on the Mac. Seem fine on Windows. Don't like the Mac. And the other reason was last time they changed the RAM. I don't think this time they have. I think this is the same RAM that was in the older models. But when we bought this model, it was new RAM and nowhere else had any. And that's why we went to them. But yeah, you have to, you can put, you know, you could put 232s in and take it to 64. And you would then have two slots. So this new machine, you can't just put one chip in. You've got to put two, a minimum of two. So you would never have three SIMs in it. You'd always have an even number because they're matched pairs. That was it. Otherworld Computing. That's right. Because I always saw it referred to as OWC. And I did check stuff on there and everything, and it looked an amazing site. We don't have that here, but they will ship here, but then you've got the costs. And it's not even just the cost that they're charging you. You would have to pay your duty on the way into the country and a handling fee on top of that, which I think is something like £12. So they charge you £12 for taking the tax off you. As Jonathan's finding, tax can be very trying, can't it?
Yeah.
Very taxing. It is. It just adds up, doesn't it? Let's have a look how much they are.
I'm going to take Lola out.
Let's have a look at how much that is. Is it more expensive? Do. 32. It's very similar. Very similar. Oh, hang on. 32 with 216s. Good grief. This gets complicated. What's the exchange rate at the moment then? I'm just checking that. Let's do a swift check. So $599.99 is what I would put in it if 128 is the maximum it would take. So I need to convert $599.99 into British pounds. What's that? 459.64. Right. So I'm going to take that price, which would be the tax-free free price, and multiply that, I would end up paying on that £551.50 plus shipping plus duty plus handling. So probably on top of that lot, another £50-60. Over here, that would be £499. So at the moment, it's £500 for 128 gig. I wouldn't expect that to change that much. And on that amount of an order, they would give you free shipping as well. So fractionally cheaper than it would be for you. But then that would depend on the tax, wouldn't it? I don't know if you have sales tax to add to that. Our sales tax is 20%. It's criminal. Criminal. And they're still bothering Jonathan for money. Ludicrous. You've been looking at span.com.
She's fast asleep next door.
Oh, leave her, it's hot.
Then she won't get a walk.
She'll get a walk. Is it Span or Scan? We have a company here called Scan. Scan Computers, which is scan.co.uk, S-C-A-N. They're the ones that supply the Queen. They still got the Queen thing on there. They got the investors in
Queen's
people.
Queen's got an iPad, hasn't she?
She has got an iPad.
We discussed that.
Yeah, which probably came from there. They're a good company. The reason I don't buy the RAM from them is I like to buy it from a company that specialises in ramen know what they're doing, rather than leaving me to look at an entire page full of there's this one and this one and this one and this one, and I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. I want it to be the right ram, so I buy it from a ram specialist company. They do actually have IMAX in here, Mike, the brand new ones.
Oh.
But they've got a 512 SSD with 8 gig of RAM and a Core i5, £2,000. But they do give you free delivery. Actually, mine's going to come to double that, I would guess, at least. It's Span. Right, okay, I will have a look at that. The other one, Scan, is very close to us. We actually travel there. Oh, we used to.
Just didn't you go there?
What, with the priest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Went to fix his computer. It was RIP. It was actually on fire. So it was RIP. Didn't take much to tell him it wasn't coming back anytime soon. And he suddenly decided in the middle of the week, good job nobody was dying and needed the last rites, wasn't it? Let's go up there.
Did he give his computer the last rites?
No.
Oh.
No, he just glowered at it. I think he'd had it 6 years and was complaining it didn't last. I thought, you want to come to my house and have a look? It's where Kit comes to die. They're specialists on NAS. Right, okay, I will have a look at that. Do you know, we're an international thing now. All this duty and tax and handling stuff is just, it's dated and it needs to go. It feels like Dickens' time, doesn't it? Or Rebecca and, is it Frenchman's Creek? Daphne du Maurier.
No idea. I'm not cultured.
You weren't reading a book?
No, I wasn't reading a book.
I'm doing really well on my reading, you know, on Audible. I'm up to 2.1 speed. I'm getting through books like there's no tomorrow.
I'm on 1.3 speed.
Oh, that's not bad. Thing is, you put it on 2 speed and you're like, whoa, I can't listen to that. But it, like boiling a frog, if you just add 0.1 every time you listen to something. Because I got to 2 and I thought, yes. Then I thought, I doubt I'm going to get more than 2. And I've been listening at 2 speed for about an hour and a half. And I thought, I'll just try 2.1. And it was fine. So I'm going to keep doing that. Yes, 2.1 speed, Jonathan. So when you said, how do I get to listen to all the stuff that I buy, that the like 5,000 books I've got, now you know. It's weird that, I mean, I do appreciate the effort that the readers put into it. But sometimes I'm listening to a book, and if I listen at 1 speed, I lose the thread because it's just not moving fast enough. There's like pregnant pauses,
yeah,
between.
That's what's wrong with my current book. So I've done it to 1.3.
It doesn't actually.
I've got a bit of notch, but
I think 1.5 is probably the minimum I would listen to anything on. But once I got to 2, I will say, I feel you have to concentrate. But you miss stuff at 1 speed because your mind's working faster than the sound is getting to you, and you start thinking of other things, and then you think, just a minute, what's been said for the last 3 minutes? Because I was off thinking about whether I was going to have a Vesa plate on that computer. So by putting it on at 2.1 or 2 speed, my brain is occupied sufficiently that I'm concentrating on that automatically and not looking at other stuff. So actually, it's got lots of benefits, put it like that.
My brain is usually, Lola, leave that alone.
Oh, what was it she found the other day?
I'm not going to say because somebody might be eating.
Well, we'll have the eating alert if you don't want to hear. Close your ears now. Go on.
It was a dead mouse or something.
Outside, she wanted to bring it home
outside
for mummy.
The library.
Maybe it had been reading a book at 2 times and fried itself. Well, no, we mustn't be naughty, we mustn't.
No.
Anyway, it is coming to the top of the hour and we have to cool the machine down sufficiently to get it to perform for After Hours. And we wouldn't want to miss After Hours, would we? You go into more depth on a topic than I bring up. And then you lose where I'm up to. Luckily, the video is there for reference, isn't it? But it won't be if this machine falls over. So I'm going to let it cool down a bit. Other thing is, I need to check something before 9 because I have something a little special that hasn't been in the show for a while. With that tantalisation, I will leave you. And I will see you in an hour. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.